Some of the greatest moments in baseball history have happened in the World Series. From no-hitters to walk-off homers, the Fall Classic has cemented legacies and created new heroes. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart. Our program is sponsored and paid for by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime at WWIB.com. If you'd like to give and help support the show quickly, safely, and securely. 44-year-old umpire Mike Malinsky worked his first major league game back in 2006. But the games he worked this year at his first World Series assignment are in a category by themselves. Mike Malinsky is back home now with his wife and kids in Tacoma, Washington. And it's a pleasure to head out there right now by phone and talk with this Major League Baseball umpire and man of faith. All right, Mike, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. You called many Major League Baseball games in 16 seasons, but this is different. This is the World Series. You worked that final game behind the dish, Game 6. Tell me about the experience, will you?
You start there. I mean, you really do. I mean, like you said, there have been a lot of games that have come before that Game 6, before you go out there and work the plate, and that one was a big one, and that one had just a little bit more hype to it than any game that I've worked before. It was an incredible experience, and just backing up, you know, 6 days prior to that and walking out in the field, I opened up the World Series working left field, working the left field line, and just feeling what kind of was at stake, even starting in the outfield, was an incredible moment. The place was rocking in Houston for game one, and then, you know, game two continued, and then we went to Atlanta, and the energy at the ballpark there at Truist Park, and I think I'm just finally starting to slow down and come to grips with what we actually just did. It was an amazing ride the last couple of weeks, needless to say.
Yeah, I guess. Wow. All right, let's back it up just a bit here, Mike. What was that phone call like from Major League Baseball's umpiring office letting you know that you indeed were going to get your first World Series assignment?
I like you said, I worked the divisional series with the Braves and the Brewers, and I was home. That series wrapped up like a Monday or Tuesday or something, and I got home like Wednesday, and then the league championship series starts. So I'm just sitting here on a Saturday morning, and the kids are watching little, you know, Saturday morning cartoons, and I'm having a cup of coffee with my wife, and we're sitting here, and I look down, and I'm getting a phone call from my boss, Mike Hill. And this is Saturday morning, it's Saturday morning, like 9 in the morning. And I'm like, well, I don't think that he's calling to fire me. I think he was pretty happy with how the divisional series went. So I was like, oh, well, let's just see how this goes. And he called me, and he just I've talked to Mike a lot in the last year or so, just being on a couple of committees as far as health and wellness and just how, you know, what baseball was going to look like, you know, going back to the beginning of the season. And he is a very, very smart and very professional and great boss to have. And when he called me and just said, all right, enough small talk. I'd like you to be a part of the World Series crew this year. And I immediately started sweating. I was like, I don't know. I just got a massive hot flash and was just like so excited. And there was such a wide range of emotion that went through me, because it was just, I don't think that I had put myself in that position this year mentally. I had not said, like, you know what, this is a year that I think that I can, you know, qualify and work the World Series. I was surprised and grateful, and then just obviously, you know, it starts your brain fires up, and you just start thinking about holy cow, we're going to be working the World Series, and what does that look like? And then I said thank you, and said Mike, we'll be talking soon, and then got off the phone and then sat down and continued to have a cup of coffee with my wife. And then immediately, okay, who's going? Where are we traveling to? Who's playing? Who's potentially playing? What is it going to be? Just a mad rush of questions that needed to be answered. But just in the moment, just feeling grateful. Like, I just was like, holy cow, that what an awesome experience to be considered to do and be asked to do, and thankful for the opportunity to go out there and do it. And we hadn't done anything yet. And I was like, I'm grateful for this. This is going to be awesome.
Awesome it was. And I think we'll put a pause out of here, Mike, and ask you back to visit about calling balls and strikes for that pivotal game 6, the deciding game. And maybe even go further back and just visit about how you became an umpire, this very unique job, selected group of Major League Baseball umpires. Mike Malinsky, 44 years of age. Hey, it's been fun to have you back on the show. An honor. God bless you.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.